Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, praise God. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. And yes, we are still in the midst of Throwback Thursday. So for the first 2 weeks, I didn't say anything on the broadcast, and I thought I would say something tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to get to prayer as we go into that Throwback Thursday, but just wanted to let you know that this is a very special broadcast tonight. I'm just so blessed by it. Our speaker tonight is the late pastor or apostle William Coleman, and he was such a visionary. So just listening to this broadcast tonight has just been such a blessing. I listened in advance, of course. I want to thank my sister, Pastor Catherine Coleman, for even giving me the permission to go ahead and to highlight this broadcast again. I believe that this is something that the Lord wants us to do for such a time as this, that we can hear what the Lord was saying through him before the Lord brought him home. Even as I listened to the broadcast, and also to a prophecy that we recorded of him. He wasn't on the broadcast when he did the prophecy, but he was at a prayer breakfast. So we recorded that. So after you hear the word that he preached called Why Are We Here? I think I gave it that title. But that's what it sounded like to me. Why Are We Here? After you hear that, you're going to hear the remarks that were made after that, and then I'll probably say something, and then we'll go into that prophecy that he did. It's about a 12-minute prophecy that is really good. Hallelujah. So anyway, as I was listening to the sermon while we're here and just thinking about the timing of everything, this recording was done in 2013, and I think it was, and you can correct me later, Pastor Catherine, I think it was probably a year or so before he went home to be with the Lord. And I think about John chapter 14, where Jesus was talking to his disciples, and it was kind of like he was downloading to them before he went to the cross and then later on ascended into heaven. But he wanted them to know, you know, he gathered them together and wanted them to know some things that were going to be very important to them after he had left. And that's how I feel about this broadcast tonight. When I look back, you know, I know that Pastor or Apostle William Coleman was a great visionary, and the Lord showed him some things. Many of them, just like with Jesus before he left, the disciples didn't understand them until later on. And so there are many things that Apostle Coleman did and said and wrote that we're just now getting the aha moment on and the revelation from the Lord on. So, hallelujah. So enjoy this broadcast tonight, and I pray that the Lord speaks to your heart in both of these things, the preaching and the prophecy, that he speaks to your heart as he spoke to mine. Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. You are God, and there is none like you in the heavens, the earth, and under the earth. We bless your mighty name today, Lord God. We dedicate this program to you, Lord God. We set it apart for you, Lord God. And we say, have your way today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, right now that two or more are gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst. And we thank you, Lord Father, for being in the midst today. Hallelujah.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. I am your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. Now, home or house churches usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries are ministries such as Bible studies, prayer groups, men's and women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing the pastors. We hope that as you hear these pastors tell their personal testimonies, share with us the history and current goings on at their church, that the Lord will confirm what He has placed in your heart. or it may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Hallelujah. This is part 4 of our 4-part series with Pastors William and Catherine Coleman, servant leaders in the kingdom at the Word of Faith Ministry Center in St. Louis, Missouri. In part 1, we heard their testimony and learned that each of them have a kingdom mandate from the Lord. In part 2, we were blessed when they shared with us how the Lord used them to birth the Word of Faith Ministry Center. In part 3, we see the future of Word of Faith Ministry Center as an apostolic center that relates to other churches, as a spiritual hub that trains the community to meet their own needs. Hallelujah. Tonight, we have a great treat. We will turn Pastor William loose and let him preach the word. Glory to God. Without further ado, welcome Pastor William Coleman.
Well, I want to say God bless to everybody that's on the line tonight. It's indeed an honor to be here tonight and to minister the powerful message of God's word. Tonight we're going to learn some interesting things. I don't care how long as you've been in church or even if you've been in ministry, God is doing some things that are designed to open up the eyes of the saints. Things that have happened over the centuries, especially about the past 1900 years, is that in many ways we've gotten totally away from the ministry of Jesus. We've got our, we've entered into other areas. We've entered into what in essence might even be called another gospel message. But tonight we're going to learn, especially from God's word, the mandate that Jesus had when he came to the earth and the mandate that he has for all of us as we look at our lives. One of the things I want to begin to talk about is the fact that we must come to understand that everyone that enters into the kingdom of God has a ministry. There is no separation of what has been called the clergy and the laity. That is actually, if you want to really understand that, that is actually an abomination, because the word of God tells us that all of us are a what? We are a royal what? Priesthood and a holy nation, and that all of us are called. So tonight, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn to me to some scriptures, we're going to start tonight in the book of Matthew, and we're going to begin in in Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 2, and then we're going to stay in Matthew, and we're going to gain some understanding about the ministry of Jesus and the ministry that God desires all of his saints to have, especially in these times that we're living in. So if you turn with me in your Bible right now to the book of Matthew, chapter number 3 and verse number 2, but here we find the revelation that says that there was a man named John the Baptist, and it says that he came and he began to say these words. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." And then if we move on to Matthew 4 and 17, we will find out the mandate of Jesus, the mandate, why he actually came. Now, we know the scripture also tells us that he came to destroy the works of the devil, but in this initial passage in Matthew, what we're going to find out is the reason that he came to earth. This is the ultimate understanding of why he came to earth. And it states here, "Now from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near." If you look at that, that's very similar to what John, like, had introduced introduce or the introduction of John the Baptist. It says, from that time on, that Jesus began to proclaim that we are to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And then if we look also in the book of Matthew 5, and we turn to verse number 3, but we find again that the Lord is speaking these words. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And in 5:10, he states this. He said, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then the main scripture that ought to define all of our lives and everything that we do in ministry, we'll find in, there would be like in 6 and 10, chapter number 6 and 10, we find that even the Lord, he tells us to ask God this particular thing, but as he began to teach his disciples how to pray, he gives them this great revelation. He said that you are to pray that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then in 6:33, he states these, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, as we begin to understand that, I begin to do a deep study into the scriptures, and I found out that in the Bible alone, there's 172 references to the kingdom. And if you look at the life of Jesus and we look at, you know, at the ministry and what Jesus actually preached, we come to the conclusion that he had always ministered on the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God, to most of us, is a mystery because we have been taught mostly that, through the years, what we've been taught is that the church is the kingdom, but it's not. But it's not. Like as we find out that the church is the instrument or it's the vehicle through which the kingdom of God like is to come. And so our whole emphasis has been on the church when it ought to have been on the kingdom of God. Now, there are some main things that we really need to understand because the scripture speaks of itself and does not lie. But we need to understand that if we begin to analyze and study the scripture, because a lot of times what we do is hear the words of other men and not the words of God. And that's why even in the scriptures, it states and tells us that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God so that we could not be ashamed and that we would rightly know how to divide God's word. But if we look at the life of Jesus, and if you look at it from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but you'll find out the only gospel that Jesus ever ministered on was the gospel of the kingdom. That was the only message. But what we have done over the centuries is that we've ministered on the gospel of salvation, but not the kingdom. And the thing that we have to understand is that if we begin to understand, the concept of the kingdom, how do we get into the kingdom? Well, we find out that in order to get into the kingdom, you must be what? Born again. And that speaks of what? Salvation. Now, that term born again means born from above. It means born by the Spirit of God. So as we begin to understand these things, well, we find out that, if you look at the life of Jesus, you'll find out that there was only one time that he publicly even ministered on salvation. But isn't that amazing? You can go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you can only find just one time that he actually, well, in fact, he never really publicly did that. The only time that he mentioned that, being born again, was, you remember the story, it's in the book of John, to where he went and met, a doctor of the law, like whose name was Nicodemus, and began to expound to him the things of the kingdom of God. Because Nicodemus was a man that was religious in spirit. One of the things we have to understand is that God does not want us to be religious. Why? Because if God did not come to earth, or, you know, if you look at Jesus, he came to earth to establish a kingdom and not a religion. And so we got to really understand that you know, the concept of Jesus was always this concept of a kingdom. So you say, well, if it's the concept of the kingdom, what actually is it? A kingdom speaks of the fact that there must be a king. If you break that word in half, it's kingdom. Now, the dumb on the other end, or dome on the other end, however you want to pronounce it, it speaks of a dominion, and dominion actually speaks of a territory. So it's the king's territory, the kingdom. Now, we all know that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everything that is in it. But what we're talking about here is that the king's domain, the kingdom, is the rule, the reign of the king, God or Jesus, in every aspect of our life. And we've got to understand that in order to even begin to understand why we were even saved in the first place. Because we're going to find out here that the kingdom of God is the, you know, is the number one mandate for all of mankind. But how do we know that? Well, we just found out that in the scriptures it states this fact. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, or the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So the main thing, but the number one issue, is that what God tells us to do is to seek the kingdom of God. You enter into that through salvation. I'll give you an example of what that actually is. If you come from another nation and you want to move from one nation to another nation, then you have to go through the process of becoming a citizen like of your new nation. Now, I don't know if you've ever, you know, seen this, because I've looked at it on TV every now and then, but they would have, you know, these men and women from all over the, you know, I mean, all over the world. They've come to the United States. They've studied the Constitution. They studied the laws of the land. But they have to study all these things. And then they take an examination. And then if they pass the examination, then they are allowed to become what? Citizens of their new nation. If we look at what salvation actually is, it's the entry level into our citizenship into the kingdom of God. The constitution of the kingdom of God is the Bible. Why? Because it's the rules and the regulations that God has laid down for all of his citizens to follow in order to live a productive life. So as we begin to understand these things, is the fact we'll find out that God does not want us to be religious. You know, if we look at what religion actually is, it might be like I had mentioned earlier, that religion, a good, you know, that if you want a good definition of religion, is trying to do the things of God without God. You know, it's a bunch of rules. It's a bunch of regulations. It's a bunch of things about how you, even the things that you would eat, don't eat meat, don't eat this, don't eat that. A whole bunch of regulations, and God never ordained that to be the fact, because God ordained that we have a relationship with him, and that it would be a heart type of relationship. So as we begin to understand these things, we've got to understand some other concepts here. If we look at what religion does, it prepares man to leave the earth. The kingdom empowers man to dominate the earth. Now, for a lot of us, that's an issue that needs much understanding. Because if we ask the Lord for his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, then what we're asking him to do is to establish the kingdom upon the earth. And if he establishes the kingdom upon the earth, and we, you know, are those who are to become the good citizens of the kingdom of the earth, and our real goal is to tell others about this new aspect of heavenly citizenship. So if we look at it, is that religion always looks to heaven, the kingdom looks to earth. And we really got to go back to the book of Genesis to even understand that. Because we find in the book of Genesis, if we go to, if we go to Genesis 1, and we begin at verse number 27, actually, and 8, but we find out why man even exists upon this planet. It's an amazing thing that we know all these other things about, you know, salvation and all these other things, but we don't really understand why God put us on this planet. But we find that in the scripture. God never leaves anything that is that important to our own devices. Now, we can come up with lots of interpretations, but if the interpretations don't line up with the word of God, then they don't really mean thing at all. But if we look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and then we begin, it really starts in verse number 26 of chapter 1. It says, "Let us make man in our image." Who is the us? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and after our likeness. "And let them have" what? "Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over everything that crawls upon the earth." Next verse it says, "So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And so God established a mandate right there: be fruitful, be multiplying, but subdue, have dominion. That is the reason that mankind was even brought into existence, was is because God was looking for somebody to steward this the earth. And so God put man upon this earth. He gave them a position. He gave them understanding. Like if you go back and look at the narrative, about Adam, God, allowed him to name all the animals, name all the plants, all this kind of stuff. That speaks to the understanding that man was here to be the steward, the caretaker of this planet. And because of sin, but Adam and all the generations after him, they lost the understanding of their original intent. And so it took Jesus to come back to reestablish what Adam had lost. Now, we all know that, but we didn't know that it was to come back and to reestablish the dominion mandate. It says for us to be what? Fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, and to have dominion. If we begin to look at the scriptures through that, lens, and look at the life through that lens, it gives us an understanding that we have a purpose in even being alive, and that is to be God's representatives upon this planet. And you want to know what salvation is? It is a returning to the understanding of this original mandate that we find in the book of Genesis. But isn't that an amazing thing that God, even though man messed up, but even though man had disobeyed and everything else, that God had already put into a place a way of return. Not a way of return to get to heaven, but a way of return to do the original mandate of stewarding the earth. And so that we find out that if we want to understand these things, we have to understand the kingdom of God. But as I mentioned earlier, that there's over 172 scriptures on that. And over half of them were scriptures that Jesus had taught the disciples. And we understand that, if you want to get our lives in order, we have to understand that the most important thing that we can do as believers is to seek the kingdom of God. You know, if we go back and look at that scripture, like in Matthew 6 and, 6 and 33, it gives us an understanding of what we're supposed, we are to what? Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And he gives us understanding that if we do that, all types of other things are going to be added to us. Now, we must understand that these other things he's speaking about are not just the, you know, it's not just the desires of our heart. It's the desires of a heart that is sold out for the kingdom of God. And so things, you know, it can mean a whole lot, but it actually means we're going back to this understanding of wholeness. Of wholeness and the kingdom. The kingdom speaks of the rule, the reign of God in every area of our life. One of the main tricks of the devil, like has been now for years and for centuries, has been to put a separation between your everyday life and your spiritual life. Therefore, what man has thought and how man has acted over the centuries has been this. But he can act holy on Sunday. Like he can lift up his hand, he can shout, he can do all the religious things on Sunday. But on Monday, like as he comes on Monday, then he becomes a new man. The kingdom of God will eliminate that kind of mentality. There is no separation in the kingdom of God between the natural and the spiritual. In fact, they are combined in order that man can become whole. You cannot separate these two entities because that will cause you much frustration in everyday life. And I believe that's the frustration of most believers. They've always tried to act one way, like in the natural world, but in the business world, like in the community, and then they come to meet on a Sunday or on a Wednesday night, and they become somebody else. That becomes dualism. But if we begin to understand the kingdom of God, we can begin to understand that what we are to do is to combine both the spiritual and the natural and combine them into elements that will allow us to reach others. The main emphasis being what? Discipleship that helps man not only like in the spiritual, because one of the things I found out in ministry over the years is it's hard to tell a hungry man about God. Why? He's incapable of listening. But if you feed the hungry man, if you give him natural food and then speak to him about the goodness of God, his understanding will open up because he has clarity. It's hard to tell a man that is having a hard time trying to take care of his family that has no job. It's hard, really, like in essence, to tell him about God's goodness. But if you begin to establish the understanding of that in the kingdom of God, that what we are to do is to teach that man about economics, to teach that man how to get him a job, even to teach that man how to go into business, that is part of the kingdom of God, and there's no separation there, then that man becomes whole. Yes, God desires that we become whole in every area, every area, every area of our life, the economic, the social, the spiritual. All that is combined into the kingdom because it is actually combined into seeking the kingdom. So the kingdom understanding that we need today is that we have been called to minister to the whole man. There might be those who have expertise, you know, in the things of how to make money. In essence, I'm telling you right now, don't leave your, you know, I mean, like a lot of times what they do is, I mean, like you have guys that know economics. They're in the business mountain. And what they'll do is that they'll leave the business mountain and go into religion. I'm telling you out there that on the airways right now that if God has you in economics, if God has you as a, you know, I mean, as an accountant or as a, you know, well, I mean, anything in business, stay where you are because you have a ministry right there in that particular area. So the kingdom of God is the expression of God in every area of life, not just the spiritual and not just the things of the Holy Spirit. So I hope tonight that you gained a little bit of understanding. It's hard to combine all this. This is a new revelation, but I guarantee you that if you go into the scriptures, you'll find everything that was mentioned tonight came strictly from God's, you know, God's word, and it's designed to take us out of religion and really propel us into the supernatural understanding of how God desires in these last days for all of us to become what? Kingdom men and women that can execute his will upon the earth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. That was wonderful. That was powerful. And, you know, as I sat listening to you, first of all, I heard Pastor Catherine. She sounded like she was having a good meal in the background. hallelujah, from the Word. So I'm going to make a quick comment, then I'm going to let you make some comments, Pastor Catherine, and then we'll open up the lines for other people to speak. So if you would like to make a comment, those of you who are online, press your number one key, and we'll get with you after we'll open those lines after Pastor Catherine makes a comment. So press your number one key if you'd like to make a comment. We'll open up your lines in a moment. So as I was listening to you, it was so much. This was a very meaty word. And what I pulled out of it was that our purpose is to be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and have dominion. And dominion is not just lording over things or the earth, but it is stewardship. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
That is the truth. And then that there's no separation between the natural and the spiritual.
Yes.
God desires that we have, that we become whole in every area. And I just want to say, you know, as I listened to you, some things came together in my life. I mean, that kind of solidified some things that God has had me doing for the past over 20 years. When I worked for, I worked for the Lord at AT&T, because that's mm-hmm. what I started saying, you know, the last days that I was there. And the Lord had me to start Bible studies there. He even had me to start a church at AT&T, and the security guards were our ushers, hallelujah, and let people in. And so I didn't realize what I was doing, but I was living the kingdom of God right there in corporate America.
Right.
And I did it very freely, and people started saying, well, you know, isn't that a separation between church and state? But they never said you couldn't do that. They said if you wanted a conference room, just sign up for it. They didn't say you couldn't speak the word of God. And there were things at AT&T where the administration would let you go and meet with a Christian organization on company time. So I don't know if they still do that, but, you know, back then that's how it was. So I stayed there, and I mean, you know, just really worked for the Lord at AT&T for at least 10 years when, you know, as the Lord began to open my eyes about, as you said, no separation between the things in the spirit and the things in the natural. And then the Lord began to prepare me to go into full-time ministry in 2000. And he told me, he said, now this is what you need to do. I need you to seed some things before I take you out of here. So it was a lot of seeding that was done. And, you know, I'm looking back now. I got a lot to think about, because what you said just really kind of like opened up my eyes tonight. So, Pastor William, thank you so much. You brought things together for me, and I really appreciate you. Pastor Catherine, I'm going to turn it over to you for a moment.
Well, I enjoyed my husband tonight, I just had a, you know, at Paul, when we're at church, a lot of times I'm trying to work with the youth or trying to, there are other things that I'm kind of doing when I'm in service a lot of times. And, you know, I have heard him he ministers on this most of the time, I think, so we can kind of get it in our spirits and our hearts. But tonight, it was kind of like the anointing was just kind of overflowing in him, and and looked like I was just, as you said, that it was just like some meat, that I was just eating some meat tonight. And so I just really enjoyed it. And I'm kind of like you were too. And I wish that when I was working in the world, that I wish now that I would have even done even more if I had known what I know at this time. Because so many of us, we are trying to come out of the world into the religious area, but God wants us to stay in there so that his kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. We're coming away from a lot of things when we need to stay there. And so I just really enjoyed it tonight, I think more than ever. And I just praise God for my husband and my pastor tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And Pastor Mom is here with us. So, Mom?
And I really enjoyed it, and I really got something out of it tonight about the kingdom. And I really appreciated Pastor Coleman. So just keep on preaching about the kingdom and telling us all about it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So there are still people on the line. If you press your number one key, I don't know if it's working properly tonight, but if you press your number one key, we'll open your line.
Well, praise God. Praise God. That's our throwback Thursday for today. I just really enjoyed that broadcast. It just stirred some more up in me as I listened to it tonight. Before we go, we also have a prophecy that Apostle William Coleman spoke. I want to say it was maybe within that same year of 2013, maybe even a month or so later after that. And so we want to play that prophecy tonight as well. It's about 12 minutes long. And if you would like to say something, you can press your number one key, and we will open the lines for a little bit. We haven't done that this month in our Throwback Thursdays, but I just felt like I would just do that tonight. Glory to God. Those in the chat room, if you'd like to make comments, we'll speak that on the air as well. Okay? So this is Apostle William Coleman with a prophetic word that says, what is ahead?
There's a spirit that's happening all over. The timing is just right. We're in the midst of things that our imaginations and minds just can't understand. And God, you know, the fulfillment of the scripture that states that God's going to do a new thing. Back is right here. From the book of Isaiah, chapter number 61. It's a familiar scripture. In fact, I have it up here. It says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me. Let everyone needs to see. He sent me. And point to yourself right now. He sent me, but not a superstar, but not a specialist, but he sent you to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the what? Prison to those that are bound. Hallelujah. The opening of the prisons to those that are bound. I hear the Lord speaking this morning, and he's saying that the day of this scripture has come to its fruition. I hear the Lord also saying this morning that because of all the things that are happening upon the earth right now, I am sending out a new army. I am sending out new individuals. I am sending out those that have consecrated themselves to my power. I'm sending and doing a new thing upon the earth today. I hear the Lord saying also that the old methods and techniques are no longer satisfactory for the warfare that is ahead of us in these days. I hear the Lord saying also that it's no more that you can just stand by idly and do 2 days a week of blessing me and loving me and caring for me. God said that in these days, in this time, that I'm looking for 24/7 warriors who are going to step to the front line, not in their own strength, who have come to the realization that they can only do the things that I call them to do by the strength that I infuse into their spirits. I hear the Lord also saying today that the techniques of the past are no longer sufficient for what I'm going to do on the earth today. I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a powerful thing. I'm doing a thing that will truly cause the Spirit of the Lord to fall upon all those who have a desire for the Spirit of the Lord to fall upon them. It will not be an ego thing. It will not be a ministry building thing to where you are the only individual and you're trying to do things in your own strength, or you're trying to give yourself a name as Nimrod did at the Tower of Babel. The Lord is saying right now that I am going to do things that will only come to pass by those that have the heart of team ministry, those that have the heart and not the ego of individual ministry. The Lord said, in this day, there's going to be those who come and stand in hearing lines, and that will be the last line that they stand in. But they will not go back and seek other healings. They will be healed automatically, and they will be healed by the power that comes from those that I give the power to. I hear the Lord also say this morning that all the things that we have done are past, and those that who have done those things, they are my ex-generals. I give them honor. I give them glory. But the Lord said that I'm raising up new generals in my army right now. The Lord said for those who want to be new generals in the army of the Lord that they must consecrate themselves at a higher level than they had ever consecrated themselves before. There can be no mixture in my army. There can be no, there can be nothing except purity in my army. I hear the Lord also stating these great words. He says that because my spirit is upon you in these last days, that multitudes will come to you. The light of the world and the scripture from Isaiah 60 will become a manifest spirit into your imagination. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Darkness is upon the earth, but there's going to be a light upon the people of God that has never been seen before. They shall walk in a purity of heart. They shall walk in a unity of heart that will amaze the principalities and powers and cause them to tremble upon this earth. The Lord is also stating right now that healing and deliverance must be combined. He said, I have never separated healing from deliverance. Healing and deliverance are one right now. And the Lord is saying right now that those who have a healing ministry, they must understand the power of the deliverance ministry also. The Lord is saying right now that the traumas, the wounds, the hurts, the emotional things that are happening upon the earth right now are the main reason for the physical sicknesses that are upon the earth. He said, you cannot just take the leaves and pluck them off, that you must go to the root. So, Lord, we thank you this morning for this declarations, Father, that are happening right now, Father. A new thing, a powerful thing, an amazing thing. The real shock and awe that is going to come upon the earth right now in the name of Jesus. Arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. And we praise the Lord this morning. I have a they had called and asked for the decrees, and I couldn't get them together in time. But while I was in the back, I remember this thing that I speak every morning. As a understanding, as I look out upon the next day or that day, of how I'm supposed to act, how I'm supposed to react. Our lives have to become what we say they are, not out of our lips. Too many times our lives is, oh boy, we can really talk, can't we? We can say things, and deep down inside our spirits, the things that we are speaking out are not really who we are. They may be things that we would like to be, but they're not who we are. And the Lord said, I'm doing so much things, you know, in this day that I want you to get new things into your spirit. And in order to get new things into your spirit, it's like when you were a child and you tried to ride a bicycle. and you remember the times you got on that bicycle, and you might not have had training wheels, but you got on the bicycle and you tried to go and you failed, and you got back up, you tried to go and you failed, and you did it over and over and over and over again, and finally you got that one time to where you got up and you got in balance and you could ride your bicycle. But the Lord said that the same standard is going to have to happen deep when, deep inside of us to get His Spirit into us. I want to tell you the truth. You cannot get your, He said, He told me this one time. He said that you cannot get My Spirit into you on a Sunday morning. You cannot get My Spirit into you on a Wednesday night. He told me that the only way to get His Spirit into me was a dedication and a consecration that goes from moment to moment and from day to day. And he said, I'll show you a technique that I showed everybody that I have used mightily upon the earth, is that you can do a normal job and still walk in My Spirit. Now, you can do things that are out there like in the natural realm and still be walking in My Spirit. And so God is going to do that upon the earth. Now, I do this, I do this every morning. And I make a decree. You got to speak things out. Don't think them in your head. You're going to have to begin to speak things out and get things into a positioning to where you even begin to remember those things that you're speaking out. It'll never get into you by reading alone. It'll never get into you by just hearing somebody else say it. You're going to have to begin to say it yourselves. And as you say it, you're going to have to ask the Lord to give you the ability to walk in what you're saying. So I do this, I said this, and you can stand up with me right now, or you can sit and do everything, and we'll point this out, and we'll do this from the bottom of our heart. And see, I said this is the leader's decree. Everybody that's in the kingdom of God is a leader. You may not know that you're a leader, but you're a leader and stuff. There is no such thing as laity and the clergy. God said, I've never established that upon the earth. And God said, now I must eliminate that mentality. And so now we're getting into this stage right now to where things are happening, everything, and there's going to be a convergence upon the earth. I don't know what the day is going to be or what the hour is going to be, but there's going to be a convergence upon the earth to where all the movements that have been around, they have been like little inlets in the river of life. And God said, I'm going to close those inlets in the river of life and cause all these movements and organizations to be pushed out into the middle of the river of life. And as we get it out into the middle of the river of life, He said, I'm going to cause a convergence that will begin My last day anointing upon My people. And so the Lord said this, to be spoken with passion each morning. Anything that you do for God, if you don't do it with passion, just shut up. Just shut up and don't do it at all. So as we repeat this, if you can, even if you can't, I tried to get it larger. I'm going to get it larger. I'm going to have you make a PowerPoint on it, to where it's moved. And we speak this every morning. We say what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Point to yourself and do it with an emphasis. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Next slide. I will comfort all who mourn. I will give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they will be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. And I shall rebuild the old ruins. I shall raise up the former desolations. I shall repair the ruined cities, the destructions of many generations. And everybody said, amen. That's me. That's me.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you may have come this morning and you just, thought somebody was just going to lay hands on you, but you have, something has been imparted in you. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just awesome to hear his voice again after so many years. We hadn't played this, this archive in a while, and we thank God for it. You know, I know that Get 'Em Radio is for many purposes, and one is to catalog really wonderful things like this from the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I see someone has pressed their number one key. I just want to encourage you all. We'll be on just for a few more moments here. You can press your number one key, and if you're led to do that, if not, we're good with that. Amen. We're going to hear from Pastor Mom and let her say a little something. Pastor Catherine, if you'd like to say something, only if you press your number one key. I hope you're not over there crying, listening to your husband's voice. It was a blessing to hear him. So we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom and see if she wants to make a comment or two. And then we'll open the line for Minister Rachel. Okay. Pastor Mom. Hold on, Pastor Mom. Uh-oh. I don't know if I'm going to open up any lines tonight. All of a sudden. Oh, here we go. Okay, Pastor Mom.
Okay, that was a wonderful message tonight. And I really enjoyed listening to my son-in-law. I know he's gone on. And that was good words that he had to say tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Rachel, I'm going to open the line for you.
Hi, I was so blessed.
Hello,
I was jumping
welcome.
Around a little bit in my living room, and I was like, he is truly a blessing, bringing God's kingdom to the earth by him being so obedient the way he was and the way he shared it. I was listening. I was like, oh, okay, Lord. When time.
Yes.
I was like, all right, I know that's right. So we, you know, hey, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Yeah, I'm just
Amen.
Grateful. I'm grateful to listen in because it was such a blessing for me to hear that we, like, and God showed me that when he had me at these different jobs, that's what I did. I would tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like breathing. His word is live. Like, he's not just the God on Sunday. He's God on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
yeah.
Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, you know, and everything, every second, every minute, every hour. And if we say that our body is a vessel, mm-hmm. then we can be used at any time. And they say, oh, you can't do that here. And God showed me every job I ever had to represent him. And that's what I did. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
well, I didn't even realize it. And I was just grateful for that, letting his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, being available.
Yes.
And even though we go through certain yes. things and we feel certain things, so we are being conformed to the image of his dear son, we getting kingdom citizenship, like he was saying. Yeah, we learning about the nation, and we can be those kingdom, you know, by his beautiful spirit. And I'm grateful to be part of that.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know some things about your life, and, you know, you're a person who does live the kingdom of God. I mean, we're still learning more of how to live in his kingdom, but, you know, I know the part I know about you is that you don't turn
yeah.
God on and off. Like a switch. Amen. So you're living the word of God. Hallelujah. And I know that opens up more for us to live even more in his kingdom, by his kingdom, through his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. And he showed me
Amen.
That, yes, those that live godly must suffer persecution. So he was showing me that even though I go through certain persecutions at the jobs and stuff where they would treat me a certain way as soon as someone would say something to me and I would answer their question, and they would look at me, looking at me weird and stuff. And then at first I would get a little uncomfortable. Then I was like, I would hear the scripture, those that live godly must suffer persecution. So I would say things but not be mean about it. And the way I would say it, they would think that some would receive and some would be really upset, like, she can't do that here. And I was like, if I'm on my lunch break, I'm able to, you know, be who I am also on my lunch break. And if the kids ask me questions, I would answer their questions because they're asking me a question. And Jesus did say something to little Jonah, forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And then I'm his disciple, and he lives in me. I'm going to say what he wants me to say at that given time, because, and their blood will not be on my hands, because I released his word at that time that he wanted me to release right in their hearing.
Amen.
And that's what I must do.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you keep doing what God has you doing. And I'm trying to think of the preacher's name, he said, and leave the consequences to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Dr. Charles Stanley. Trust
yeah.
God and leave all the consequences to him. I know that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Amen. I'm going to keep on trusting. I have six trust in the Lord. I said, the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just his word coming up at me. I'm walking through my house as I'm speaking to you. And he just having me just sow the word all through the rooms and stuff.
Thank you, Lord. That's good.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Amen. So thank you for sharing tonight. We praise God for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you.
And we
my God and the Miss family. I love all of y'all. Y'all gifts and blessings to me and to the body of Christ. And it just blesses each and every one of us. We are actually doing what his word says. We're encouraging each other in our most holy faith, building each other up. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praying in the Holy Ghost in every season and everything like that. Lord, forgive me for paraphrasing your word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Amen. Amen. So I see you all are still on the line. I don't see anyone that has pressed their number one key. So we're just going to prepare to close out tonight. And thank you all for coming on and listening. I praise God for you. Just kind of want to let you know that next week, and I'm saying next week to just say this, July the 25th is next week. I was looking at my calendar. So July 25th is next Thursday. We will be on vacation for Get 'Em Radio. So we will not be here on July the 25th, but just praying that you have a great time. And please come back and see us. We will be back. We will be back on August the 1st. Yes, August 1st. And our guest is going to be the St. Louis Torch Bearers. And it's an organization that works with children in the St. Louis area. And I'm just so blessed by, you know, what they do and how the Lord uses them. So they're a parachurch organization, and you know that's one of the things, the organizations that we highlight here on Get 'Em Radio. So we look forward to spending actually 5 Thursdays with them in the month of August, because there's 5 Thursdays. So come back and join us, you know, keep us in prayer as we go on the road and just have a good time with the Lord. My brother-in-law is celebrating his birthday. My brother-in-law, who is turning 80. So we are going to just you know, just honor him and just have a great time with family on next week. So we praise God for all of you all for joining us tonight. Amen. And hallelujah. Ah, we'll do a little closing here. A little get a radio closing. Praise God. Praise God. Ah, I love the Lord. I love all that he did tonight. And you all have a blessed night. Thank you again. And thank you for joining us. We invite you to enjoy the entire family of Get 'Em Radio broadcasts by calling 619-639-4733. That's 619-639-4733. Now, mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. Meet us for Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Bible study every Monday at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Prophetic healing every second Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio every Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And finally, the Friday night edition of Get 'Em Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. When you have an opportunity, please Google Get 'Em Radio. That's G-I-T-M Radio. Click our Blog Talk Radio site, and you'll be able to listen to this broadcast in its entirety, as well as our on-demand archives. And while you're on the site, click the Follow button, and you'll get a reminder via email of all our upcoming episodes. If you're involved in a home, small, or parachurch ministry and would like to be a guest on Get 'Em Radio, please contact us at getemradio@gmail.com. That's gitmradio@gmail.com. Or call us at 903-776-4486. That's 903-776-GITM. We'd love to hear from you. Also, meet us on Facebook at God in the Midst, M-I-D-S-T, and like us because we like you too. God bless and have a blessed rest of the day.
Y'all tell the people that.